the Ambit Business Builder call. I am super, super excited for our guest speaker this evening. Just being 37 days out from Ambition, we've got Daryl Starkweather on our call this evening. So just to give you a little bit of background on Daryl, I personally think he's just the most fantastic teddy bear. He gives great hugs. No, I'm just kidding. But Daryl's got over 20 years in direct sales experience. He started in Ambit in 2008 as Director of Field Development. He now serves as Vice President of Field Development and Support. He's also a husband, dad, hunter, and fisher. So, Daryl, thank you so much for being on the call.
I am glad to be here, Amber. Thank you so much.
All right, so Deb, I'm going to pass it over to you. What is the first question?
So, Daryl, we are really excited, and Daryl is really a teddy bear. We love him. We've been on many trips with him, and we just love you, Daryl. So, anyway, tell us a little bit about what you do with Ambit for the folks who might be on the call who don't know.
Well, like Amber said, I started back in 2008 as Director of Field Development. And, kind of my role back then was, it was in the early days, real early days. And we were just kind of getting business presentations going across the state of Texas and New York, and we just launched Illinois. And so that was kind of my goal. And as the field grew, so did the responsibilities. And, today, the field development support, kind of everything that falls underneath that umbrella, the support, everybody knows that's consultant support. And so have that fantastic group of individuals that take care of you day to day, led by Alan Makos. And then on the development side, I have field support, which has Dave and Irene, who are field development managers that kind of work with the key leaders out there to remove all these obstacles that may come in your way. I have the field compliance group to make sure that we're up to date on what's going on in the industry and how we make sure we comply with all the changing rules in the different markets and make sure leaders are aware of those changes. Then I have events and recognition. So obviously, all the events, simulcast, Ambition, some of the regional trainings we do, and then under recognition, the five-star trips, the EC fly-ins, all that good stuff. And then lastly would be the commissions, making sure that your weekly and monthly bonuses and commissions pay out on time and accurately. So we're a pretty busy group. But if it touches you, then operationally, it probably goes through me. So they keep us busy.
Thank you, Daryl. I was going to say, if you didn't hit it, if anybody didn't catch that, Daryl's kind of above everything. So, Daryl, we are really, really excited about Ambition. Can you tell us a little bit of what Ambition 2019 has in store for us?
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. We're really, really excited. These are the crazy days of planning right now. It's funny how the cycle goes. It's really a year-long project to put it together. Once one ends, we start really planning for the next one. But everything kind of comes to a head about a month and a half out, and that's kind of where we're at right now. It's pretty crazy, but we're really, really excited. And for anybody who hasn't been, it really is 3 days. It's just jam-packed full of training and motivation and recognition and inspiration. I could go through the full agenda. I think every day is going to be fantastic. If you get in early and you want to help out a good cause, we're going to have our Strikeout Hunger bowling event, which is always a great time. I think it's a great way to kick off the week. It's a really relaxed, casual place to get to see everybody again, kind of like a family reunion. Meet up, have your conversation right before the whole event starts, and it's all for a good cause. Then we're going to kick it off Thursday morning. We've got some great training here from corporate leaders and kind of what they've been working on, and kind of where the future's going, what they're looking forward to. We have Dan Thurman, who's an outstanding speaker. I'm really excited for people to be there Thursday to hear Dan Thurman. Not only has a great message, but he has a crazy entertaining way of doing it. So I think it's going to be really exciting. Friday, we're going to hit it hard with some training from some of our top leaders, really learn, you know, how to build this business the right way through the proven system and how to overcome obstacles that you face, whether you're brand new into the business or whether you've been in it for years. They've all been through it, the speakers that we choose. It's going to be great. And then we're going to cap that day off with Walter Bond. And if you were there last year, or if you attended Simulcast in Hartford last year, you saw him at the breakfast meeting afterwards, he's amazing. And he actually reached out to us. You know, true story, he actually texted Chris Chambliss and said, hey, let's do this again. He's got some new material to kind of follow up on what he talked about last Ambition. So we're super excited. He's become a good friend of Ambit to have Walter Bond back. You know, Saturday's the big show. Saturday's where we hand out all the big awards. We get to hear from our two amazing leaders, Chris Chambliss and Jerry Thompson, and just kind of set the stage to shoot this thing out of a cannon for another year. So it's going to be a big event. We're excited. We'll give away some things and have a lot of fun in the process. But anybody who comes is going to leave just full of information and inspiration and just ready to go crush this business.
I'm excited. What are you giving away? You're going to tell us? You going to tell us anything?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Maybe someone will drive something away. Who knows? There's all kinds
of
things you can do.
See, did you guys hear that? Somebody might drive something away. You know, I think there was one year that you had to be there in the first couple of days to win something or to drive a vehicle. There were actually two there, I believe, my first year in Ambit, 2016.
That's right.
So one of my questions was a little bit about, can you tell us a little bit more about Dan? And you're right, Walter Bond. Don't miss Walter Bond. He's awesome.
Yeah, you know, Dan, he's you know, I've got a meeting, actually a phone call with him on August 1st, so really close, getting excited to learn more about him. But what Dan brings is, you know, just kind of that inspirational message that sometimes, you know, I think we think of these inspirational speakers, and some of it's common sense, to tell you the truth, in my opinion. It's just the things that we don't really think about every day. We let you know, everyday life and people tell us things, and we don't kind of listen to what really works. And so, you know, he's the president of this company called Motivation Works, you know, and he's all about success in action. And, you know, what this business comes down to is action. And something that you do consistently, persistently every day, and get out there and just do it. And I think he fits perfectly with us, where he will kind of give that message that we all need to hear every so often. But he does some pretty exciting things, and you know, what I'd call show-stopping performance. It's really, really exciting. I don't want to get into details because I don't want to take away from what he does and give some of that stuff away. But I think he'll be unlike a speaker we've had at Ambition in a long time. So I think everybody should be there thirsty for sure to see Dan.
That's great. So, you know, Daryl, I know why. But I want to hear it from the corporate side and see kind of what your thoughts and what you would tell consultants. Why is it so important to be there Thursday and Friday? Because if I could only make it for part of that trip, it would be Thursday and Friday.
You know, Deborah, I'm so glad you said that because I 100% agree with you. We talk about the big show on Saturday, and it's fun, and it's meant to be that, and it's exciting, and it's at the American Airlines Center, and it's just a kind of a different venue, and we put a lot of theatrics and stuff in, and it's great, and you should be there for that. But, you know, really the meat and potatoes, you know, if you want to call Ambition a meal, Wednesday is going to be your appetizer, get you warmed up. But Thursday and Friday is the main course. That's where you get all your nutrients. That's where you're going to get what's going to sustain you in this business. And then Saturday is more of, you know, the dessert. And everybody loves dessert. But really what you need is that meat and potatoes. What you need is on Thursday and Friday where, you know, you're going to hear, you know, a ton of just stories from individuals in this business about what they're experiencing, what they did to overcome obstacles, the success that they've had personally. I think which is invaluable to everybody. If you're brand new, you need to know that people are going through the same struggles that you go through. If you've been in this business for 3 years and maybe you feel like you've hit a wall, you need to know that you're not alone. Guess what? That's part of the business. And the people that succeeded, the ones that pushed through it, you need to be there for that. And you're going to get this training to where, you know, Deborah, most people, their world and ambit is kind of what's around them in their town, right? They spend all year with 10, 15, maybe it's up to 50, 60 people that they see on maybe a weekly or monthly basis, depending on how frequently they attend weekly business presentations, which you should do every week, or monthly training events. But it's something completely different to be someplace where there's thousands and thousands of people who are trying to do something good and positive for themselves and for other people. And, you know, it's one of the hardest things to explain to somebody who's never been. You know, everybody's been to some kind of conference before. This isn't a conference. We don't call it a conference because it's not that. It's an event that really draws you in. It fills you up with real information and training that helps you grow this business, but it also fills you up, you know, emotionally, dare I say, spiritually in this business about, you know, why should you do this? You know, when you hit your struggles, you know, how are you going to overcome that? We talk about the why. This week just, you know, fills you up with that and sends you away with, I think, more power to overcome anything that's put in front of you. And it just really, really is critical, I think, to attend.
You know, I'm glad you touched on everything you did when you said that, because I was going to ask you, why is it so important for a brand new consultant? Because sometimes they'll say, well, I just started. Why should I go? You kind of hit that. But yeah. I still think people don't realize, as a brand new consultant, especially if you're brand new, get there. And part of the reason I say that is within my first 30 days, Tian had us in Dallas at Power Trip. And it made me realize the caliber of people, how big the company really is, and what the potential really is. So I think that people have to experience that. They really just have to experience it. You said a lot of great things. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think you know what you're a part of until you attend.
You absolutely do not.
You don't. And it's, you know, and we understand it's an investment. And it's why we keep ticket prices as low as we possibly can. You know, Ambit does not make money on this event. It's an investment in all of our independent consultants because we know what it does for their business. We know that it propels people to the next level. Obviously, you got to go do the work. But, I mean, we've done studies. We've looked at the numbers of people who, at the marketing consultant level, who attend Ambition and what they do after, and people who choose not to attend. I'm not talking about the people who join the day before and just, you know, a year later, you know, is their first chance. But these are people that had a choice that could have, just for whatever reason, didn't or couldn't go. And we look at the difference in their business. And, you know, I know that marketing consultants are 4 times more likely to promote to regional consultant if they attend Ambition. That's what we see happen. Marketing consultants come and they have 4 times more likely, or they all promote to regional consultant because there's knowledge, there's motivation, you're inspired to do more, you fully understand what you're a part of, and you make thousands, you know, connections across the country and now really the world in 3 or 4 days, where you can fill up your virtual Rolodex now of contacts all across this country and Canada and even Japan now, to take your business to the next level. When you meet someone on a plane and they're not from where you're from, but you strike up a conversation, now you have someone where they're going that can help you with that business and follow up. And so there's so many advantages to attending, and it's hard to explain to new people, but I think it's just critical to the success of your business. that you attend?
Yeah, you know, I have a consultant who's a senior, and I actually had her on a team call this week because I wanted her to talk about the importance. She kind of, she doesn't stay plugged in all the time. And sometimes she said, you know, she pulls herself away from Ambit, and that what really brings her back to it and thinks about, she will never, ever quit. She's done other businesses. She'll never quit because of attending Ambition. So that's important for people. Yeah, that is powerful. I was like, I need you to talk. I said, I don't care how unplugged you've been. You need to get on this conference call and talk. Because it is very powerful that she always keeps going because she thinks about that first Ambition, and she's been to every Ambition since then. So I tell people to get promoted before you go, if you can. And so what are some things that you tell people to get prepared to go, or when they come back, what they should do when they come back?
When they come back from Ambition, you know, I think the biggest message to get plugged in is, you know,
right.
Don't move. We will run attendee promotions. We do it as a way to reward those who chose to invest in themselves and spend the price or the ticket to the airfare or the gas, the hotel, the food that, you know, is required while you're there. We know that's an investment. So we intentionally run promotions afterwards to recognize, you know, your efforts, your investment, so you can go earn that back, you know, tenfold if you want. But all that information that you learn over these 3 days, it's going to be fantastic. But if you don't do something with it, you know, what's it for? You know, it's entertaining, but what are you going to do with it?
Right.
So, you know, my advice for new people or anybody is, once you go and soak that up and you have pages of notes and you're excited, you got to plug in. You got to go find a weekly meeting if you don't already have one. Do in-homes, you know, make that list, you know, write it all down. Don't just think about it, you know, get a pen and paper out and actually write down the list. Start talking to people and really take advantage of it, because, you know, it's, you know, we always talk about those who win or who gets the most people to Ambition, you know, and there's some truth in that, but really, you know, it's who does something after Ambition, because you can go and you can get all the same information, but if you just choose to do nothing with it afterwards, you know, what's it for? And so, you know, I've been thinking a lot about those consultants that have been with us for a couple of years and maybe have attended a couple, but maybe haven't registered yet, just thinking about it. I know they're out there. They have to be. And I've been thinking about them a lot, saying, you know, I really want them to come back and get engaged, because, you know, I think Ambition is the perfect place to get back involved. You know, there's a reason why a position never goes canceled, because it's there and we're waiting for you. So you got to get there, get re-engaged, and then, you know, like you said, you got to go do something afterwards.
Right. So really, just take action when you get back. I've told some of my team members, look, get promoted if you can before you go. If you don't, it'll happen afterwards, but you have to take action. You've said go to a meeting. If there's not a meeting, make a meeting. Go make a meeting to make it happen. And then for the people who are out there on this call that have a job, when you come back, if you can take time off that at all for that next month, take time off and build your business. Because that is the best time to build your business. Just start the Ambit year off with a bang. Just do it.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, Deborah, I mean, you've got to have precious time available to you after Ambition. Because we all know the holidays are coming. And so you've got September and October and maybe half of November. But once the holidays start, you know, people tend and it deserve to slow down and spend time with friends and family and reflect and all of that. But what it really says is you got about 60 75 days to take action, and that's not a lot of time, and it goes by fast. And so, you know, our job is at Ambition is to shoot you out of a cannon, give you all the tools and equipment you need to go do it. But at the end of the day, it's kind of up to you to go do it. And there's precious time before the end of the year to go do it. And so, yeah, go create a meeting, jump into a meeting, make a list, talk to everybody you know, do whatever you can to take advantage of it.
Yep, exactly. Thank you, Daryl. So there's always fun things. And like you said, the kickoff with bowling, we're excited. We're having a bowling team. I don't know if you know, but I was once a professional bowler, but I do totally expect to throw some gutter balls.
I did not know that. Good for you. Yes. That's all I throw is gutter balls.
I always have, even in pro tournaments, I always throw at least one gutter ball. Always.
Get it out of the way.
Yep, got to get it out there. Okay, so last year, the grand finale was Western theme. It was a blast. You guys want to be there. On that last night, if you can be, if you're there just there Thursday and Friday, by all means, those are 2 days you go. But if you're there on Saturday, what's the theme this year?
So this year, we put it out there to the field, and all the votes came back, and the top request was 50s, 50 style. So. Doesn't mean everything's going to be 50s music, but that's the theme we're going with, and we're going to, I guess, grease it up, if that's the proper term, and put out a checkered dance floor and have some soda fountains that pour soda and maybe some other stuff and have some fun with it. So, I mean, we want everybody to dress up. If you can, I mean, how easy is that, you know, for the guys? Put on a pair of jeans and a white T-shirt, roll your sleeves, and come on. But we expect to see some poodle skirts and some pink ladies and some T-birds and all kinds of 50 styles. So it should be a blast.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's see, what else I want to ask you? Is there anything else you want to add?
You know, here's what I'd add. You know, first of all, thank you for having me on the call.
You for coming.
To be here. You know, I think there's one thing I can say right now to everybody that's on the call is whether you're new, you've been in business, is, you know, I've been with Ambit since 2008, so 11 years now, been a part of this. And, you know, I think we're all, whether it's with Ambit or anything, school, work, there's this kind of good old day syndrome, where people think, oh, I wish it was like it was back then. Because we always tend to forget, you know, the struggles way back when. We just wouldn't have the good memories. It's never quite as great as we think it was. You know, I want people who think, oh, wow, you know, Ambit's been around since 2006. You know, why get involved? Why go build? Here's what I can tell you is, you know, I have one of the best jobs in Ambit because very few people get to do what I do, which is be a part of the corporate office, see the inner workings and what's being done to grow this company. But at the same time, I get to be in the field and see what you do and you know, experience your highs, experience your lows, your struggles, and use all that to try to make this opportunity the best we can possibly make it. But what really excites me is the commitment and the dedication of our co-founders, Chris Chambliss, Jerry Thompson Jr., I mean, John Burke and Lori Rodriguez, and just the executives that are committed to grow this thing. And just because this thing started way back in 2006, there's no slowing down. This is a company that's created and ran by entrepreneurs. And by nature, they don't manage anything. They grow things. And so I'm excited. A lot of it you can't see because a lot of things are going in the direction of new technology, and it's hard to touch, see, and feel some of that sometimes. You know, expansion in the U.S. is slowed. We're kind of waiting on new markets to come to us. But what it hasn't slowed down at corporate office is the mindset of growth and how to expand this thing and grow this. You know, it's allowed us some time to to tweak our systems and be better for that next wave. And so what I would say to everybody on this call is you don't slow down either, because don't think that this thing's, you know, hit its run, is not out of the growth phase, because that's not how we see it at corporate office. We're ready to, you know, keep pushing this thing forward. We know we're the best energy company out there in the direct selling market, and no one can beat us in what we offer and really who leads us, and that's what sets us apart. If it wasn't for our tremendous leadership in the corporate office and in the field, we wouldn't have what we have today, and that's the world's largest direct selling energy company in the world. So don't slow down. You know, get to ambition, get your team there, be excited about the future, because we certainly are at the corporate office, and we're ready to just blow this thing out of the water.
Nice. You know, you're right. Jerry and Chris are tremendous leaders, and I tell everybody I joined Ambit because of the company video. Because, and what really made me go even faster in Ambit was going to PowerShift and hearing them speak. And just, I knew when they started talking about batteries, I had no clue what they were talking about. But I felt in my heart from the integrity and everything that they talk about in the company video and hearing them talk about batteries, I thought, okay, these guys are, and their answers about New York and everything, I thought, okay, they understand business. They're not going to do something that's going to make this business go under, and they're innovators.
Yeah.
Just bottom line, they're innovators. And that's really what made me say, okay, I'm 100% into this company. I'm not letting you off the hook yet. Do you have an update
okay.
on how the 500 requirements coming along?
I thought that might come up.
Yeah.
I am certainly not going to tell you how close you are.
Okay,
you know,
well, I'm sure I have a lot of people signing up in the next couple of days, a lot. So.
You know, we all tend to be procrastinators, and we know it always comes down to the last hour. I have no doubt that y'all will exceed that challenge of 500 additional registrations. You'll do it for your team. You do it for yourself because you know how important it is to get everybody there. And it's something we want to reward you with. So keep pushing and get your teams there and reach out to those who should be there that aren't registered yet. And just let them know how important it is to their business. You are definitely making progress, and it is good to see. And every day you get a little closer to bringing back triple double.
Okay. Nice. Thank you. Daryl, I can't thank you enough for being on the call. You know, you guys, I had a great conversation with Daryl. I didn't get to talk to him much. I had a family emergency and left at the last five-star. But the Bahamas five-star, I had a chance to talk to Daryl. We were all at dinner. He didn't come to have dinner with us, but he sat down with us. And him and I were talking about, I think we were actually talking about the consultant that I was speaking about earlier. And I might have been talking about maybe a little bit of slowdown, but something about these people going out and getting like 15 customers right away and getting their free energy. And Daryl said something to me at that point, and it made me stop to realize why that team had slowed down. Because he said, Debbie, that's great, but the name of this is 5-2-6. Five customers, two consultants, total of six. Because if they're out getting a bunch of customers and they're not making money, they're not going to stay excited. And that team kind of, over the next month, just died out, Daryl. They just started. I was like, okay, I got to get them back to 5-2-6. They're just not doing that. They're still out customer gathering.
Yeah.
So they have come a long way. It's hard to build, break habits. But it's, I just wanted to mention that if people, you know, don't think about that, I think that that conversation between you and I helped me a lot. I had a consultant just about 2 weeks ago that said, man, it seems so long, 18 consultants to get to senior. And I said, no, you already have this Ohio team that's moving like fire. Two of them are going to get to regional. You just need one more, and then you're senior. And she goes, what do you mean I need more? I said, 5, 2, 6, 3 times. I was like, I just thought about that conversation with you, and it's so simple. People, I really think people need to hear more of, as if you're regional, 3 people, 5, 2, 6, go make it happen.
Yeah, you know, it's a building block, and there's a reason for it. And you're right. I think people get swallowed up by the numbers, and I think, ooh, you know, I got to get 5 to RC, and I can do that. But then it's 18, and then all I got to get 5 SEs in my SE code. You know, it seems like this huge challenge. But when you break it down into the building block of 5, 2, 6, you know, you do it once for yourself. You know, and the beauty, and I think RC is the most important promotion in AMBIT. Just because when you hit regional consultant, you've personally sponsored customers, you've personally sponsored consultants, and you've helped others do the same. And that's what we do. And then you do that a total of 3 times, you know, in your senior consultant. And so, yeah, don't think about 18 people. Build 3 RCs, help people. You know, do 5, 2, 6 3 times. And then to get to EC, once you're an SC, you just do it 15 times. Help somebody and get them going. And so, yeah, just build RCs. I mean, free energy is fantastic, and you should go for it. But there's a reason why we don't require 15 customers until you're an executive consultant, because we want you to spend your time finding people to gather a handful of loyal customers. That's what's made AMBIT as successful as it is today. You know, free energy is a great thing, and we want people to get that and earn it. And it's a great sales tool once you have. But really, the reason you started this and people's whys change, but it's for the additional income. It's how that can help you in your life. And you do that by building a team of customer gatherers. And so stick with 5, 2, 6. It takes your journey in bite-sized chunks. And the truth is, while you don't realize it, you're developing leaders and duplication in your system so that years down the road, you can sit back and let your organization do it for you.
Right, right. Yeah, I thought it was important to bring that up, even though we're talking about ambition. I mean, it's all the building blocks of everything. So, again, Daryl, thank you so, so much for getting on the call tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the line, stop the recording, and everybody can thank Daryl for getting on and talking to us tonight.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks, Daryl.